Sadhu Sangha. Even a moment's association with a pure devotee is invaluable.
Tulayamalavenapi Nasvaragam napunarbhavam Bhagavat Sangi Sangasya Martyanam Kimutashishaha.
Elevation to the heavenly planets and liberation from material existence cannot be compared to even a moment's association with the pure devotee of Krishna. What then can be said of material benedictions, which are for those who are destined to die? Mahat Sangha is extremely miraculous and beyond logic.
Mahat Sangama Mahatmyam Evaitat Paramadbhutam Kritarto Yena Viproso Sadyo Bhut Tat Swarupavat.
The glory of Mahat Sangha, the association of a Mahabhagavat, is extremely miraculous. By the effect of such Sangha, the Brahman, Jana Sharma, immediately became perfect like his Gurudev, Sri Swarup. The foot dust of the pure devotee is the only means to attain Krishna Bhakti.
Naishamatistavad Urukramangrim Sprishatyanarta Pagamo Yadarta Mahiyashang Padarajo Bhishekam Nishkinchananam Navrinita Yavat.
Persons who are absorbed in bodily identification, who fail to understand the necessity to free themselves from materialistic habits, and who do not smear themselves with the holy foot dust of great devotees, who are fully detached from mundane sense objects, for such persons there is no possibility that their consciousness can touch the glories of Sri Urukrama, Krishna's lotus feet. Smearing oneself with the foot dust of a pure devotee is the only way to attain Bhagavan.
Rahu ganaitat tapasa nayati na chejaya nirvapanad grihadva na chandasa naiva jalagni suryair vina mahat padarajo bhishekam.
O Rahugana, Bhagavan cannot be known by austerities, or by worship, or by giving up one's home, nor indeed by living in one's home. He cannot be known by reciting the Vedas, nor by worshipping the demigods. As long as one does not smear oneself with the foot dust of the Mahat, great saintly devotees, one cannot achieve any result from all these other activities. Even Krishna desires to purify himself with the foot dust of his pure devotees.
Nirapeksham munin shantam nirvairam samadarshanam anuvrajyamyaham nityam puyeyetyangri renubhi.
My pure devotees are free from any personal desire, always wrapped in thoughts of my pastimes, peaceful, devoid of enmity, non-envious, equipoised, and equally disposed towards all. I therefore always follow in their footsteps, because I desire to purify myself with the dust of their lotus feet. Sadhu Sangha is the most valuable treasure for any jiva.
Ata atyantikam kshemam prichamo bhavato nagha संसारेस्मिन् क्षणार्दोपि सत्संगः सेवधीर्नृणाम्।
Therefore, O completely sinless ones, I ask you to kindly tell me what is the supreme good and the ultimate benefit. For even half a moment's association with pure devotees in this world of birth and death is the most valuable treasure for any human being.
Krishna tomarahana yadi bale ekabar maya banda hoite Krishna tare karipar.
If any jiva, feeling extreme anguish, prays to Krishna from the core of his heart and calls out, O Krishna, I am yours, then Krishna gives him sadhu sangha and thus allows him to cross over the impediments arranged by Maya.
Bhakti is awakened by sadhu sangha. Bhaktistu bhagavad bhakta sangena parijayate satsanga prapyate pumbhi sukritair purva sanchitai.
Bhakti is awakened when one associates with bhaktas of Sri Bhagavan. Association with Shuddha bhaktas is attained only by the accumulation of transcendental pious activities performed over many lifetimes. Bhakti is obtained only by the mercy of the Mahat.
Mahat kripa vina kona karme bhakti nai Krishna bhakti dure rahu sangsara nahe khai.
Without the mercy of a high-class devotee, one's activities cannot become endowed with bhakti. To say nothing of Krishna bhakti, one cannot even obtain freedom from material attachments and repeated birth and death. Srila Gurudev has said, the purport is that even anarthas cannot be cleared without the mercy of Sri Guru. What to speak of attaining Guru Nishta, Ruchi, Asakti, or Bhav? One's heart is like a crystal and takes on the qualities of those he associates with.
Yasya yat sangati pungso manivat syat satadguna svakulardyay tato dhiman svayuthan eva sangshrayet.
As the qualities of a nearby object are reflected in a crystal, one similarly takes on the qualities of a person with whom he associates. Therefore, a wise person should take shelter of those sadhus who are more advanced, affectionate, and have the same mood for which one aspires. Srila Gurudev has said, the purport of this verse is that the contamination of the heart cannot be eradicated by jnana, vairagya, yoga, or tapasya. It is only by the influence of association with Vaishnavas who are free from all pride, and upon receiving their mercy, that the heart very easily becomes cleansed of all misgivings, anarthas. By associating with sadhus, one's love for Sri Krishna is awakened.
Sadhu sange Krishna bhaktye shraddha jadi hoy bhakti phala prema hoy sansara jay kshay.
When a sadhak bhakta obtains faith in the association of rasik Vaishnavas, he very quickly obtains prema bhakti and his material entanglement is easily dissipated. How to associate with a pure devotee? The six kinds of loving exchanges. ददाति प्रतिगृह्णाति गुह्यमज्ञाति पृच्छति भुङ्क्ते भोजयते चैव षद्विधं प्रीतिलक्षणम्.
Offering pure devotees items in accordance with their requirements, accepting remnant items given by pure devotees, revealing to pure devotees one's confidential realizations concerning bhajan, inquiring for more advanced devotees about their confidential realizations, eating with great love the prasad remnants tasted by Shuddha Bhaktas, and lovingly feeding them prasadam. These are the six symptoms of loving association with pure devotees. One should seek association with a rasik, sajati ashray snigdha sadhu.
Srimad Bhagavataratanam Ashvado rasikai saha sajati ashray snigdhe Sadho Sangha Svato Vare.
One should taste the meaning of Srimad Bhagavatam in the association of Rasik Vaishnavas. One should associate with Rasik Vaishnavas who are more advanced than oneself, who have a similar mood for which one aspires, and who are affectionate towards oneself. Giving up bad association is an essential aspect of Vaishnava conduct.
Asat sanga tyaga e Vaishnava yachar stri sangi ekaya sadhu Krishna bhaktayar.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, giving up bad association is a primary aspect of Vaishnava conduct. Bad association is of two types: people who have illicit association with women, or persons who associate with such people and have attachment in worldly matters, and association of devotees who are intent on nirvishesha jnana, impersonalists. Sadhakas who desire to attain bhakti should carefully reject these two types of bad association. Therefore, one should kick out bad company and take up saintly association.
Tato du sangamut shridya satsu sajeta buddhiman santa evasya chindanti manovya sangamukti bhi.
Therefore, an intelligent person should reject all bad association and instead take up the association of saintly devotees whose words cut off one's attachment to material existence. One should desire only two things, sadhu sangha and Krishna naam.
Sadhu sange Krishna nama e matra chai Sangsara jinitayar kona vastunai.
Besides sadhu sangha and Krishna naam, nothing else is essential in this world. My sole desire, therefore, is to chant Sri Krishna naam in the association of sadhus. There is no other auspicious practice whereby one can become free from the cycle of sangsara, the repetition of birth and death. What is the best activity for the jiva?
Shreyo madhye kona shreya jivera hoya sa Krishna bhakta sanga vina shreya nahiya.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked, out of all auspicious and beneficial activities, which is best for the living entity? Sri Ramananda Rai replied, the only auspicious activity is association with the pure devotees of Krishna. One who does not seek sadhu sangha is no better than a foolish ass.
Yasyatma buddhi kunape tridhatuke svadhi kalatra dishubhoma ijyadhi yattirta buddhi salile nakarahi chij janeshva bigyeshu sa eva gokhara.
One who considers this corpse-like body, comprised of the three elements, vata, pitta, and kapha, to be his real self, who regards his wife, children, and others as his very own, who considers mundane forms made of material elements to be worshipable, and who considers that merely by bathing in the water of a holy river he has completed his pilgrimage, but who does not consider the Bhagavad Bhaktas to be more dear than his very self, to be his very own, or to be worshipable, and to be places of pilgrimage personified, such a person, though human, is no better than a foolish ass. When the time for a jiva's release from samsara approaches, the jiva attains sadhu sangha.
Bhava pavargo brahmato yada bhavej janasya tarhya chyuta sat samagama satsangamo yarhi tadaiva sadgato paravareshe tvai jayate rati.
Hey Achyuta, O infallible one, the jiva has been wandering in the cycle of birth and death since time without beginning. When the time for his release from this samsara cycle approaches, he attains satsanga, the association of a sadhu. From that moment, he becomes firmly attached to you, who are the controller of both spiritual and material energies, and the supreme objective for the sadhus. Give up the blind well of family life and go for sadhu sangha.
Tat sadhu manye suravarya dehinam sadasamud vigna dhiyama sadgrahat hitvatma patam grihamandakupam vanam gato yad dharmashrayeta.
Prahlad Maharaj replied to his father, O best of the asuras, king of the demons, any person who has accepted the temporary as real is certainly embarrassed by anxiety because of having fallen in the dark well of family life, or the bodily concept of life, where there is no water but only suffering. One should give up this position and go to the forest to take shelter of Sri Hari,